The telling month of October, part three, mood. Welcome to part three of my four-part series, The Telling Month of October. I'm sharing one important and totally doable suggestion per week around each health habit you'll want to stay on top of this month that I hope you carry into the holidays. Those four things are your sleep, food, mood, and exercise. Remember, you can't wing a healthy and happy holiday season. You need to prepare for it, and that prep starts now in October. The intention is for you to try each of my strategies and allow them to build on each other now and through the holidays. We've already covered a tactic for sleep and food. If you missed those, please go back and check them out. Today, let's jump into mood. We know that shorter days and longer nights affect our mood. We also know that poor mood can lead to unhealthy food choices, a lack of good sleep, and low motivation when it comes to exercise. And we know that when we improve any of those areas, our sleep, food, exercise, and yes, mood, it helps improve the other areas as well. In other words, our sleep, food, mood, and exercise are all connected. When you improve one, it lifts the others as well. So, when it comes to improving your mood, consider this strategy. Realizing that it's going to look a lot different this year, consider creative ways to sprinkle your calendar with social, or shall I say, socially distanced, activities. When we're with our favorite friends and family, it puts us in a better mood, which, again, will help us make better food choices, get a good night's sleep, and find more will to exercise, because again, they're all connected. If you can get together with friends and family who make you laugh and you can be yourself around, even better. What's more, consider the people who make you feel light yet full after spending time with them, as opposed to heavy yet depleted. You know who those people are. Hanging out with these healthy individuals will help you lower your stress, and again, in turn, will help you improve your sleep quality and food choices. So that's your homework this week, to schedule in some good, healthy, fun social time with the people you enjoy being around most. And next week, I'll share with you part four of our four-part series on the telling month of October. It's all about exercise. So stay tuned for that. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Thanks again for listening to my audio blog. If you're a woman in midlife who's been feeling stuck for a while, need some extra support as you make healthy changes in your life, or simply needs a gentle nudge in the right direction, I might be able to help. I've set aside some office hours to provide laser coaching time for you. You've heard my voice. Now I'd like to hear yours. Feel free to book a time to talk with me. The link to do so is in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.